This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. In Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26, we learn to pray to God this way: Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Based on these verses, Johann Stark exhorts us to recognize that God alone is our highest good. He says, "It has been the desire of men at all times to have and possess the highest good. But the majority of them have failed in obtaining it because of their ignorance as to what good is the highest and best of all. The very highest good must be a permanent and a perfect one. It must be able to raise us up and comfort us in suffering and death, in fortune and misfortune." According to this description, the very highest good cannot be wealth, which many persons have regarded and still regard as their highest good. For wealth forsakes us in death and cannot afford us any comfort in that hour. Nor is honor and prosperity the highest good. For how often does not the honored person fall into contempt and disgrace? And how often is not prosperity changed into adversity and misery? Wisdom and skill have indeed this advantage over other earthly possessions, that we cannot be robbed of them. Nevertheless, they vanish at death. In view of these facts, a believing Christian seeks for a true and permanent good. This, however, is God alone. Having God, a Christian has everything: the highest honor, the greatest wealth, the greatest wisdom, and that in time and eternity. God cheers man in the day of happiness, sustains him under the cross and in tribulation, refreshes him in death, and remains united with him in eternity. Men can attain to this good only by hearing and reading the Word of God. By the operation of the Holy Spirit, they can learn from this Word to know that they are sinners and to believe that Christ is their Savior. Having received this Word, they must be careful not to drive God away from them by again choosing for their highest good, the love of the world, with its vanity and sinful lusts. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.